Blog Talk Radio.
My door's open. Hi there, hi there. This is Dr. Cappuccino, and you're on the Dr. Cappuccino Show. I couldn't wait to feel your presence again. And we're going to have Dr. William Colonel Harrison with us again today. But, you know, my voice is so raspy. I've been talking all week. I've been holding prayer vigils. I've been, oh, my God, talking to so many people that say they have failed in life, or either I'm failing now, I don't know what I'm going to do, and it doesn't appear that there's any way out. I don't see it. I don't feel it. No one is giving me any signs that something good is going to come in my life. I've done everything I can think of and not think of, and I'm still in failure's valley. Oh, my God. Everything I have touched has not turned to gold, but it's turned to fool's dust. Everything I look at, there's no directive pole. Everything I think about, my thoughts are governed by fear and nightmares day in, day out. I don't know what to do. When you talk about a way out of problems, I'm thinking, oh, my God, well, why do I have so many problems in the first place? I don't think there's any use in going on. Why should I? All I do lead to failure and pain in that order. Is there any hope for me? Yes, it is. And we're going to give you 10 ways that you can get out of failure's valley start living. We also know that when a person feels like this, people around them pick up this type of energy, and they're sad and depressed too, and they don't even know why. You sit in a room with someone that has their head hung down, crying, sobbing, or either just sitting there staring blank into nothingness. That has a tendency to revolve. And we don't want to say, well, you know what, that's his problem. I don't care anything about that. I got my own problem. I got to make sure I stay alive. I got to make sure I stay on my feet. That is the treachery of humanity, not looking out and caring for and about one another. But as we know it right now, when one makes it in this world, everybody tends to make it, whether they are conscious of that or not. You'll be around someone that's infectious with joy and happiness and good thoughts. That's contagious. It has a tendency to rub off. So right now, when we talk about a person feeling that they have failed, they don't know a way out, they can't think of a way out, they say, I tried everything. My daddy said I wasn't going to be anything. So there's no motivation there. My mama said, I'm not going to be anywhere. What do I do? You know what? Some will say, turn within. Go on and figure out what someone else is doing and then copy that. Well, you can't, because each life is different. Each thought from a person's mind is different. Even locales are different. So you can't say to someone in Hong Kong, well, oh, I'm going to be like them because, you know, they're making big bucks. You know, they're doing great. And I hear them on the radio. I see them on TV. That's them. That has nothing to do with you. Each man has his destiny. So if a person has failed, then perhaps he's in the wrong assignment, wrong alignment. My daddy used to say, get in where you fit in, and everything will be all right. So we can't mimic someone else's lifestyle or their life. We've got to find our own destiny. And how do I find that? I go to the creator source. So everyone's lying with their unmuted phone, please get off the phone. Whoever feels that way, all they have to realize is that I was born with a purpose, whether I know about it or not, I've got to get on the pathway through my creative source.
Yes. Come in.
Just want to say hi to you.
Yeah, brother, I just left your house looking for you.
Really?
Yeah, because the members were here and it was after 11 o'clock.
I know, I was here at 11:01.
Yeah. So.